Welcome back. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson in the DJ tool zone of drum and bass production, and we're building something that sounds simple but changes everything in a rolling jungle or DNB arrangement. Today's goal is a push percussion layer built with an automation-first workflow, meaning we're not going to keep rewriting the drum part or stacking 50 hat samples. We're going to make one dedicated layer that you can perform with automation so the groove leans forward through an 8, 16, or 32 bar phrase, like a DJ is nudging the energy up into the drop. Think of your main break amen, think, whatever you're using, if it's looping and it feels good, but it also feels a bit static. This push layer is your movement engine. Tight hats, rides, shakers, rim ticks, little ghosty stuff. Short effects but designed to sit above the break and create momentum without stealing the spotlight. Alright, let's build it. First, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the 170 to 174 range. I'll use 172 BPM. Make sure your main drums are already playing so you can judge everything in context. Now create a new audio track and name it Push Perc. One small workflow move. Set global quantization to 1/16. That way, any edits you do, any quick clip experiments, they snap in a way that matches the kind of rhythmic detail we're aiming for. Now, source material. There are a few ways to do this, like a drum rack with one shots or resampling the top end of your break, but for a fast, super effective DJ tool style method, grab a hat loop or a ride heavy top loop that's already busy in 16 THS. Classic jungle push. You want something with motion, but not something that duplicates your main break's exact transients. Drag that loop into push perc. Now we warp it, because if it flams against your break, the whole thing will feel messy instead of urgent. Turn warp on. For percussive loops, use beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Then adjust the transient loop setting. Try 1/16 if you want it tighter and more chopped. Try 1/8 if it feels too machine gunny. The idea is, keep the attack clear, keep the groove consistent. Next, we create the push feeling with timing. Open the mixer section and find track delay for the push perc track. Start with a negative delay, like -5 milliseconds. You can go as far as -15, but be careful, because too far ahead sounds like it's tripping over the snare. I often land around -3 to -10 depending on the loop. Teacher tip here. Don't over solo. Always audition this against the main drums. A push layer that sounds exciting solo can be totally irritating in the full groove. If your main break has swing, add a groove from the groove pool to the push loop. Keep it subtle, timing around 10 to 25%. Random barely any, like 0 to 5. We're not trying to turn this into a drunken shuffle. We're trying to add just enough human lean that it interlocks with the break. Okay, now we build the device chain. Dock devices only. This is important because DJ tools need to be fast, repeatable, and exportable. You want to be able to rebuild this in any project. On push perc, put these devices in order. First, EQ8, high pass filter, fairly steep, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. This layer is not here for weight, it's here for top energy. If the loop is boxy or has room tone, push that high pass up until it stops clouding your snare. If it's harsh and a lot of jungle top loops are, do a small dip, 2 to 4 dB, somewhere around 3 to 6K. And if you need air, a gentle high shelf around 10 to 12K, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB. Don't force brightness with EQ if the sound is already sharp. We're going to create perceived brightness with automation and saturation, not just a permanent treble boost. Next, drum bus. Drive in the 5 to 15% range. Crunch very small, like 0 to 15%. Boom usually off, because we're not doing low end here. Then use damp so it doesn't turn into fizzy white noise. Drum bus is doing a specific job. It makes the layer feel cohesive and makes your automation moves more audible. Small changes in gain and filter will read better when the sound has a bit of density. Next, auto filter. Choose a high pass filter or band pass. I like high pass for this. Put the starting point somewhere like 400 to 800 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, but don't go crazy. Somewhere around 0.6 to 1.1. The moment your hats start whistling, you've gone too far. We're going for opening up, not laser beam, and mentally tag auto filter frequency as a main automation target. This is one of your energy knobs. Optional, but recommended. Saturator. Use analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on, and level match the output so bypass doesn't trick you into thinking louder is better. This is about making quiet hat details show up on a club system without needing to crank the track volume. Then utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120%. Keep it controlled, because super wide hi-hats can smear in clubs and collapse weird in mono. And set gain so this sits as a layer, not a replacement. A good starting mindset. It should feel like it adds urgency, but you should still be able to mute it and the track doesn't fall apart. It just loses that forward lean. Now, coach move before automation. Set a ceiling so your layer can't hijack the mix. Put a limiter at the very end of the chain. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Then set the track level, so at the most intense moment you're only getting maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, max. This is not for loudness. It's a safety net. Now you can automate aggressively without surprise spikes. Alright, now the main philosophy. Automation first. You're going to commit to 4 energy controls, and instead of adding more samples, you create motion with these lanes. The 4 knobs are utility gain, auto filter frequency, drum bus drive, and a reverb or delay send. Let's set up the space tool first. Create a return track with hybrid reverb. Put it on a plate or hall. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. High pass the reverb so it's not ang mud, somewhere around 600 to 1k. And keep the return wet at 100%, because it's a send effect. Now, arrangement view. We're building a 32-bar phrase where the push layer intentionally increases perceived energy into a drop, and then relaxes. Automation lane 1. Utility gain. This is your energy fader. In bars 1 to 8, keep it conservative. Imagine it's around minus 8 dB. Bars 9 to 16, rise to around minus 5. Bars 17 to 32, rise to around minus 3. Maybe minus 2 if it still feels like a layer and not a takeover. Now the signature move. Right before the drop, the last half bar, do a quick dip, like minus 2 dB, and then slam it back on right at the drop. That's inhale and exhale. Tension and release. DJs live for that because it makes the drop feel like it hit harder, without actually changing your main drums. Automation lane 2. Auto filter frequency. This is your brightness ramp. Dart darker and open it across the phrase. Bars 1 to 8. Maybe the high pass is up at 700 to 900. Bars 9 to 16. Come down to 500 to 700. Bars 17 to 32. Open further, like 250 to 500. Still keeping the low end out. Then add a fast open in the last 2 beats before the drop. That little rip open moment screams excitement in jungle, especially if your main break is staying steady. And here's a live 12 tip. Use automation shapes, not just straight lines. If you draw a convex curve, slow at first then fast at the end, it feels like the track is leaning forward. A concave curve opens early and then coasts. That curve choice is musical. It's groove. Use it intentionally. Automation lane 3. Drum bus drive. This is your aggression ramp. Keep it subtle early. Verse area, maybe 5 to 8%. Build area, 10 to 14%. Don't automate from barely on to destroyed, because it'll sound like a special effect instead of a performance. We want the listener to feel like the track is getting more urgent, not like somebody turned on a gimmick. Automation lane 4. The reverb send amount from push perk to hybrid reverb. In the main groove, keep it low. Then, in the last 1 to 2 bars of a phrase, push it up so the space blooms, and then kill it right on the drop so the drop hits dry and loud. That's a foundational jungle move, bloom into impact, bass, then slam. Now, let's add micro events. Automation gives you macro movement, but you need a couple of DJ-style edits so it feels like someone is performing the loop. Duplicate your push loop out to 32 bars. In bars 15 to 16 and 31 to 32, add quick mutes. Do an 8-note mute right before a snare, or a 16th-note stutter, or even a 1-beat dropout to spotlight the break for a moment. These tiny cuts are transition language. It's the difference between a loop with automation and a DJ tool. Optional extra. Snare-proof the push layer. Even if you don't sidechain, you can make room for the backbeat by drawing tiny utility gain dips, 1 to 2 dB, exactly on the snare hits during busy sections. That keeps the snare feeling like it owns the groove while your hats keep running. If you want a more classic pump, add a compressor on push perk, sidechained from your main snare track. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Not obvious. Just enough to keep the backbeat authoritative. Now do an important reality check. Every 8 bars, mute push perk for 1 bar, while everything else plays. Don't solo. Mute it in context. If the track deflates, like it loses urgency and forward motion, you nailed the purpose. If it just gets quieter or just gets less bright, you need more motion. Maybe your filter ramp is too static, or your reverb bursts aren't placed like punctuation. Speaking of punctuation, you can add repeatable little gestures at structural points. A tiny mute at the end of bar 4, a quick reverb send pop at bar 8, a filter jab at bar 16, like a quick dip then open. These are the kinds of markers that make loops feel arranged when someone is mixing them live. Now make a DJ tool ready. We're going to print variations. You want 3 exports minimum, a bass loop, 8 bars, subtle push, a build loop, 8 bars, with your ramps more active, a pre-drop, 2 bars, the most open, the reverb send rising, and your quick mute edits. To do that, select each region and consolidate so it becomes a clean clip, Command or Control J. Then export audio or resample internally. Name them clearly with BPM and function, like 172 push perk bass 8, 172 push perk build 8, 172 push perk per drop 2. And one more advanced idea if you want to level up, split this into two lanes. A tick lane, tight 16th hats, mostly mono, very transient. A wash lane, wider shaker or air layer, smoother. Then automate them opposite each other. Tick goes up while wash goes down. Then swap near transitions. You get complexity without just adding more density. Before we wrap, quick list of common mistakes to avoid as you listen back.